The less your business spends, the more margin you keep. But today, everything costs more. So smart businesses are graduating to NetSuite by Oracle. NetSuite is the number one cloud financial system, bringing accounting, financial management, inventory, and HR into one proven platform, helping you reduce IT costs, maintenance costs, and manual errors. Over 37,000 companies have already made the move to NetSuite. Backed by popular demand, NetSuite has extended its one-of-a-kind flexible financing program for a few more weeks. Head to netsuite.com/earnings. netsuite.com/earnings.
Take your business further with the smart and flexible American Express Business Gold Card. It's packed with benefits to help unlock more value from your business purchases. That's the powerful backing of American Express. Learn more at americanexpress.com/businessgoldcard.
You know success when you see it. Or you think you do. The people in the spotlight. But what about those small business masterminds who succeed at making their money work harder? They do that by having a business bank account with QuickBooks Money, which now earns 5% annual percentage yield. Making your money work as hard as you do? That's how you business differently. Learn more about QuickBooks Money at quickbooks.com/5APY. Banking services provided by Green Dot Bank, member FDIC. Only funds and envelopes earn APY. APY can change at any time.
You're listening to Bloomberg Business of Sports from Bloomberg Radio.
Hello, I'm Mike LaBarre, and this is the Bloomberg Business of Sports podcast, this special Wednesday podcast, fantasy football, with the experts upon the experts upon the experts, Damian Sassauer, and then there's the other expert upon the expert upon the expert, Rich Truman, and then there's me. And this was a crazy waiver wire pickup space that we're having right now. I and you said it before we went on the air, Damian. I haven't seen one like this.
I've never seen anything like it. I mean, where do all the fantasy points go in week 7? The Bills, Cowboys, Vikings, Steelers, Chargers, all on bye.
And Jaguars.
And Jaguars. But, you know, what it does is it basically, if you have a league with a tight bench, I mean, guys are getting dropped. I mean, I can't believe some of the guys that are getting dropped in my other league. So, you know, it's interesting to see. And quite frankly, it makes your role as a general manager all the more important.
To Truman, general manager, anybody you see out there running back wise, sir?
You know, as Damian said, a lot of people are already taken or, you know, or on their bench. I'll tell you one guy I do like that I think could be a good sleeper pick this week is James Conner of Arizona. Mm. I expect them to blow out Houston as everybody else does. Should be running the ball a lot in the second half. I don't believe Mr. Edmonds has a touchdown rushing this year, so I think James Conner could be a sneaky sleeper pick play this week.
Speaking of running backs, and I know we don't like to talk about our leagues, and we try not to, but I was cruising to a victory, and the other guy only had one player left, and that was Derrick Henry. And then he scored 3 touchdowns, about 140 yards, and an eagle. And then he won the whole thing with he put up 34 points. I haven't seen in our scoring anyway, but what a week for Derrick Henry.
I mean, at any position, running back, tight end, quarterback, you name it, wide receiver, the biggest divergence from your number one to your number two player fantasy point scoring wise this year is running back, and it's Derrick Henry over Austin Eckler. I mean, it's a huge gap. So Derrick Henry is absolutely dominating the RB1 position. But just speaking about running backs, and I guess what you'd like to call my sleeper for the week, yeah. I know Damian Harris is still the lead dog in New England, but they're playing the Jets, and Ramondre Stevenson looked pretty good last week, so I could definitely see him carving out a bit of a role here against the Jets in a game where, you know, New England should really do most of the beatdown.
I'm sorry, Michael. I'm back to Henry, by the way. He plays the Chiefs this week, who notoriously have one of the worst rushing defenses in the league, so it could be more of the same for him.
And that's one of only 2 games this week where the over-under is over 50. So where do all the fantasy points come from this week, guys? I mean, who's going to generate it?
Well, I'm looking at that. In fact, the Cleveland backfield. Because that backfield is kind of up in the air right now, so that might be a pick to go.
Darius Johnson, that's the guy there.
Yep, and they have Demetric Felton also. Yep. Hunt's going to be out about a month, so Chubb lovers like yourself, Michael, have to love that. I'm assuming he's going to be back sooner than later, so that should add a little value to Mr. Chubb.
Any QBs out there, Rich?
You know, interesting. I mean, he's not a sleeper pick, but revenge game, Matthew Stafford back against your beloved Lions for the Rams, and Stafford's been phenomenal this year.
I've been trying to engineer a trade for him in one of my other leagues, and they're just not biting on it, and he's their second quarterback after Eljax. But, you know, if you, a lot of these, I mean, Herbert's on bye, Ben, Big Ben, you know, Dak, you know, Josh, all on bye. Teddy Bridgewater versus the Browns is a guy I like, maybe. Tua versus the Falcons. I mean, he looked pretty good coming back. And, you know, Sammy Darnold versus the Giants. I hate to say it. You know, Sammy's been pretty good. And so, you know, all three of those quarterbacks might be one-week fillers.
I like Tua coming back from his rib injury. I agree with you, Damian. He looks very good. And you talk about the Lions against the Rams. I mean, the Rams are giving up 15.5 points.
Yeah.
And if you haven't wasted the Rams pick yet in Survivor, that might be the way to go. Ordinarily, I would say something like, you know, the Lions, they could surprise. No, they're not going to surprise you because they're 0-6. And listen, I love them. You know I love my team. But you're talking about the Rams and Matthew Stafford, as you guys said. He's going to be out for beans.
Well, for me, for Survivor, I you know, the team I like is actually the Saints giving up 5 in Seattle. Mm. I mean, look, I'm a Jet fan. You know, to see Geno Smith at the end of that game, that was tough for him. But, you know, the reality is, you know, their running game. I mean, I think now Collins might be hurt. You know, Penny may be coming back. You don't know what they're doing. But with Geno a quarterback and the running game looking pretty patchwork in Seattle, I do like the Saints in a Survivor League.
And Rich, like, piggyback off what you're saying, the Saints defense might not be a bad pick if you're looking for a defense this week to stream.
I actually did pick them up in my other league, the Saints defense. I actually think they're a good play this week. Geno is probably a turnover machine. I agree with you on the Saints.
Anybody you see wide out, gentlemen?
Damian? Yeah, I like Sterling Shepard of the Giants. They're still banged up. Tony's out. Galladay's probably out. When he does start and he's healthy and there's like 3 full games where he started, he's gotten about a 25% target share. He definitely is a favorite target of Daniel Jones. So I like Sterling Shepard this week.
My fantasy quant analyst, Chad Minnick, loves the Packers pass catchers in a favorable matchup against Washington. But, you know, I have to look at tight end here. I mean, Noah Fant has really been emerging as a reliable fantasy option of late. I mean, he's averaging, you know, 15-plus points per game on over 8 targets per game over the last 3 weeks. He's a guy who I definitely think is a standout.
I agree with you about Sterling Shepard. I like him. I also like Donovan Peoples-Jones. Mm. I like him also for Cleveland. Cleveland, they're going through some issues, and you know, a lot of injuries, and people are saying, yeah, I'm coming back out there, and they're going to gut it out. So I want to see what's going to happen with that.
What do you guys think about Zach Ertz going to Arizona?
Oh.
That was my sleeper pick last week, and he did score a touchdown.
Yeah.
You know, as a Hopkins owner, I'm not crazy about it because he hasn't had a lot of target shares this year, Hopkins, and that could decrease it. But, you know, you trade for somebody in the middle of the season, I'm sure they have big plans to use him. So I think he'll be pretty good for Arizona.
Where do you see the league as the teams now? Where do you see them going? We've seen them play for 6 games. What teams do you see as like, oh my goodness, they're going to blow the doors off the rest of the league? Anybody?
Well, you know, Arizona is the only undefeated team in the league, but I am still not sold on them. If push came to shove in the NFC, I do like Arizona and Tampa Bay above Arizona. But I'm very high in the Rams. Good defense. Stafford has been very, very good for that team. Henderson's been running the ball great, and you know, Cooper Kupp right now is a top wide receiver in fantasy. So I think the Rams are here to stay.
It's funny, you took the 3 teams right out of my mouth, the Rams, Bucks, and Cards. You know, those 3 teams generate a ton of fantasy points. You know what's interesting? The Bills as well. I mean, but what's interesting is it's not Stephon Diggs who's getting it done anymore, right? I mean, he's spreading the ball around, and I guess that, to your point on the Cardinals, that's the problem, right? I mean, there's just so many, and the Bucks for that matter, right? The Bucks have a 1A, 1B, and 1C at wide receiver. I'm talking Evans, Brown, and Godwin, right? I mean, a 1C. So, you know, you just don't know on any given week who's getting the ball, and if you get the wrong guy, it's a zero. It's a donut.
And that's the problem with Arizona. And I bring this up because if you are in a daily fantasy league and you have the old $60,000 cap and you got to build a team, your first thing is like, hey, let's go to Arizona. I mean, heck, they're giving up 18.5 points. They're playing Houston. But the problem is the ball is going around all over the place. So where do you go, Damian?
Well, I mean, look, every team's different, every situation's different, and I think, you know, what you look for, I mean, take Myles Gaskin last weekend, for instance. You know, guy puts up 30-plus points the week before, he puts up 3 points last week because the game doesn't really flow to a, you know, come-from-behind sort of pass-out-of-the-backfield type situation, which is what favors Gaskin. You have to kind of take the right player for the right moment, and, you know, if you just take the Bucks as an example, you know, a guy like Antonio Brown in the slot, you know, where he's not even commanding the number one, and sometimes, some cases, the one or the two top cornerbacks, he's running through the middle of the field wide open. So, you know, that's a guy you got to look at.
Before we wrap this up, Rich, did you ever think that New England would be 2-4 right now at the season?
You know, it's funny. They had two really tough losses. They fumbled the ball in the opening game of the season where they Harris fumbled the ball near the goal line, which easily could have been a win. They could have beaten Dallas. They've been competitive. They played very well against Tampa. You know, they're a team that if they get in the playoffs, you could be leery to play because they have been playing well against good teams.
See, I wonder if this is going to be a statement game and maybe one of those surprise, sneaky plays if you're in a daily fantasy football team, because they're playing at Gillette, they've got the Jets, and Belichick, he's in a sour, grumpy mood. Yeah. He might just put up some points up there just because.
You know, the game I'm most excited for this week, and I can't believe I'm even going to say it, Bengals Ravens. I mean, like that NFC Central now is really up for grabs, right? And the Bengals look like they could be the team to beat there. The Ravens are definitely coming back here. They look great the last few weeks. And certainly the Steelers, you can't ignore them, and the Browns for that matter. But I mean, the Bengals look really good. This is going to be a real test.
Gentlemen, good luck. I hope you guys do very well. I know you guys will do very well because you guys are the experts. Damian Sassauer, Rich Truman, thank you again for joining us on the Bloomberg Business of Sports, our special Wednesday fantasy sports show. By the way, you can get this podcast wherever you get your favorite. You can go on Apple. You can go wherever. You know what? We're just generous. Just go wherever you decide to get your podcast.
Take your business further with the smart and flexible American Express Business Gold Card. It's packed with benefits to help unlock more value from your business purchases. That's the powerful backing of American Express. Learn more at americanexpress.com/businessgoldcard.
You know, it can be hard to see the challenges that people we work with every day are going through. Invisible struggles like stress and burnout, caregiving for a loved one, or being misunderstood. But insight, awareness, and empathy will help us better see the issues they're dealing with. And that can make us and our companies healthier, too. I'm Holly Robinson-Pete. Join us on The Visibility Gap, a new podcast presented by Cigna Healthcare. Download it wherever you get your podcasts.
The Big Take from Bloomberg News brings you what's shaping the world's economies with the smartest and best-informed business reporters around the world.
We cover the stories behind what's moving money and markets and help you understand what's happening, what it means, and why it matters every afternoon. I'm Sarah Holder.
I'm Saleha Mohsen.
And I'm David Gura. Listen to The Big Take and Big Take DC on the iHeartRadio app, Apple Podcasts, or wherever you get your podcasts.